football team. I think they're going to be big, physical. You know, it's tough to beat a team like that on the road. But you know, what we've seen from us as a team is BYU. You know, I think we're very capable of it, and we know what we have ahead of us, and we've been preparing for it.
What are your thoughts on the schedule for the first month, facing so many big name opponents with such big traditions?
Yeah, super excited. I think, again, looking to the guys that we have on our roster, we're very capable of going in and competing and beating all these teams. And so I look at it as a lot of opportunity for us as a football program and me individually.
Anybody on your side of the ball meet your expectations or go above your expectations?
You know, it's, look, we have a lot of guys that are very solid, and they continue to make plays and do what we expect. And I would say, you know, Algie Brown, Mitch Matthews, Tijon, Louie, all those guys are just solid dudes, and they continue to play well. Maybe one that I didn't quite know would be Moroni, just because he was a freshman and I didn't know quite what to expect, but he's come in and you know, he's earned some playing time, so we'll kind of see how that evolves. But I expect him to play next week on Saturday.
What's the relative value of your camp scrimmages compared to, say, the day-to-day practice, compared to what you're really going to see when they go live against Nebraska?
Yeah, I think, you know, the scrimmages are more for the younger guys, you know, haven't been in the stadium, haven't been live, haven't, you know, on full contact and stuff like that. So I think there's certainly a lot of value to it. But for the guys that have been here for a number of years, the grind and the thing, all the work has taken place on the practice field, and I would say that's where we're making the biggest strides.
It seemed like you guys scrimmaged, had 11-11 team sessions more this camp than your previous two or three. Would you say that's accurate?
I don't know. Maybe so. I think maybe it appears that way because we're not doing as many little drills. I think the team periods have been just as long as what I'm used to, but we've cut different things out of practice.
Can I get your impressions on your final fall camp?
The final fall camp?
Yeah, your final fall camp.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've had a really good fall camp. I think, you know, as a team, I think this is the best fall camp that I've been a part of. And, you know, maybe I'm a little biased because I'm a senior and stuff. But I love our team. I think we're extremely unified, and we've battled hard. But instead of allowing those battles on the field to carry over off the field, we've allowed it to unify us, and there's mutual respect from everybody. And I think everybody's looking forward to the next, you know, next week and playing Nebraska.
When it comes to the O-line, do you think you've got your guys right now?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a little tricky right now, I would say, with Tooney, just because he's been out with injury. But the last couple of days, he's been back and has really helped us up front. And we'll have to kind of see how that continues to evolve and see what he's able to do come next week. But for the most part, we're pretty you know, solidified up there.
Has Tooney shown you that he's been able to get back into it relatively easily, getting back in there? Or?
Yeah, I was very impressed with, I think yesterday was his first practice, like live, 11-on-11, all that stuff, and he played extremely well, I thought. I haven't seen the film of this practice, but just from, you know, playing behind him, I felt like he played it extremely well again today. So I expect him to jump right in and play for us.
Is it A. McCoy's first practice?
He had the last 2 days was his acclimation days, and then today was the first time he was able to put shoulder pads on.
Jason, what are your thoughts on your running backs?
Yeah, I'm very happy with those guys. I think Adam, from the scrimmage, you know, was really able to step up and make a lot of plays, and I was really happy to see that because we hadn't seen that at Adam yet, and he was limited all spring and summer with injury. So I was really happy to see that. And, you know, Algie. Algie's a stud. And then Francis. I think Francis has stepped up, and again, one of those guys that has earned playing time, and I fully expect him to play come next week.
Does Francis go by Francis, or does anybody shorten it up? Or
I call him Francis. I haven't heard of any other nicknames that I could probably repeat, you know.
What is it about him? Broncos also singled him out as a guy that stood out.
He's a big physical back, you know, guy that doesn't shy away from contact. And in our offense, it adds us a different dynamic where he can catch, he can run, but he can also be a lead blocker. So you need guys like that, and he's done a really nice job of showing what he's capable of doing.
Who's he most like of somebody you've already played with?
I would say Algie. I would say him and Algie are very similar, both really big physical backs, and, you know, they come up and they punish you.
Jason, you really haven't dived into Nebraska yet, but you must have some feeling of what you're going to face there in, what, 9 days from now.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't think it's going to be anything different. You know, Nebraska was, you know, great football team last year, and they wanted to make some changes because they weren't good enough, right? Like, it's going to be a big physical football team, that's what I expect, and we're ready for the challenge.
New head coach, how much can you take from last year looking at some film?
I think personnel-wise is primarily what I've been looking at their stuff. And then otherwise, I mean, it's a coach that we're familiar with. He's familiar with us. And scheme-wise, I think that's where a lot of our scheme prep will come from.
Who's been the fall camp MVP?
I think it's kind of a tough question because we've had our veterans that just continue to do what they do. So maybe up front, I think Tijon really adds an anchor up front and has really been able to allow us to add some new things, stress protection, and in a run game do some different things. And it all starts right there. So Tijon.
This program's won 7 out of the last 8 season openers. I know you were part of just a few of those, but what do you attribute that to? Is it a certain level of preparation during camp that gets you, I mean, against some big-name schools like a Texas, yeah. Washington has been in there, and some other big-name schools?
I think preparation, and a lot of that goes to the coaching staff and getting us prepared through fall camp and then leading up to fall camp so we know exactly what to expect. And then when we come out, there's no surprises. So all we have to do is continue to make plays and do what we've been doing in practice.
Can you assess the impact Frank Wintrick had on camp?
I know we've had injuries and stuff through camp and whatnot, but I think ultimately where he's really helped is his relationship with Coach Menahal. I think I know they talk frequently, and when guys are feeling tired and sore and all those things, Coach Menahal really respects Coach Wintrick and listens to him. So he'll back it off, and Coach Wintrick will modify warm-ups and various things like that so it can save our legs. And I think it's helped us, you know, stay healthy and get the most out of this camp.
Last question.
What's the biggest improvement you've made in training camp since all the way from the injury to now about ready to start another season?
Yeah, I would say a lot of quarterbacks kind of talk about as they go into their senior year, the game just slows down. I would say that I've really felt that. So my decision-making, I felt like, has been better. And I'm seeing the rotations of the defense and making better decisions. And, I've been able to fill that, and it's helped us be better offensively.